Hey, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name's Paul. I'm the teaching pastor for our Marion campus. And last week I gave a bit of a teaser on this week's Drivecast. I said I would have some really exciting news for you regarding the Marion campus. And I do. Praise God. We officially signed the lease for our facility in Marion this week. And so just very, very thankful, very excited about that and what God has provided. He's placed us within an area of Marion that I think is just going to maximize our reach. It's going to maximize our ability to serve different ministries in Marion, doing incredible work, homeless shelters, healthcare clinics, resource ministries. I mean, just incredible opportunities. And so thankful. It's right in downtown Marion, the heart of Marion. And so can't wait to get going in terms of some renovations and from there being able to give a confident launch date for the campus. So I wanted to give you that update. Thanks again so much for the way in which I know you have been praying and asking the Lord just that he would provide in the ways that we need it. And we always know that he will. But I can say just personally in this process, you know, I think it was 17 different places of like, God, where do you want us? Where do you want us? What's going to work out? And it's just so cool seeing how finally now that we do have the facility, how going through all of those, like, nope, that's not going to work. No, that's not going to work. And sometimes when you're in those seasons, it feels like, man, are we ever going to figure it out? Like, God, what are you doing? And now that we're here, everything makes sense. You look back and you think, wow, okay, that made sense. That made sense. And it makes total sense. He's placed us where we are now. And so I'm thankful and excited. I also said last week that we would be in Hosea this week in the Drivecast and making good on that promise too. So I'm two for two this week, which I'm thankful for. We're going to finish out Hosea. Last week I gave sort of the introduction of Hosea and the dynamic between Hosea and his wife and how Hosea has to purchase his wife back and she's been unfaithful and connected that a little bit with just our relationship with Jesus. Like, we have been unfaithful to God. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. We have all sinned. And yet Jesus died for us and gives us life and makes us his. And that cost his blood. And so we talked a little bit about that last week. And this week I want to finish out Hosea 14, chapter 14, beginning in verse 1. It says, "Return, O Israel, to the Lord your God, for you have stumbled because of your iniquity. Take with you words and return to the Lord and say to him, take away all our iniquity, accept what is good, and we will pay with bulls the vows of our lips. Assyria shall not save us. We will not ride on horses, and we will say no more, our God, to the work of our hands. In you the orphan finds mercy." And now this is God responding to that repentance. God says, "I will heal your apostasy. I will love them freely, for my anger has turned from them." And so verse 4, "I will heal their apostasy." That was a really interesting verse to me because apostasy is this falling away or taking back our faith, saying we don't believe or falling away. And what we see throughout the Old Testament is so often this is what Israel does. They say, they come to these repentance moments and they believe and they say, "God, you're great." And then you see them fall away. You see them rebel. And then you see there's judgment as a result of that. And then they come back. And it's this cyclical cycle of repenting, falling away, repenting, falling away. And God says, "I'm going to heal their falling away." And that was so powerful to me because we find the fulfillment of that in Jesus. And we have eternal security because of Jesus. Ephesians 1:3 says, "In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit." So when we repented, as we see in Hosea 14 verses 1 through 3, when we repent, we say, "God, forgive me." What happens is we are sealed with the promised Holy Spirit. And that is the cure of our apostasy. That is the cure of the danger we have from falling away. Philippians 1:6 says, "And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. That is to say, if you have truly placed your faith in Jesus, you have been saved by grace through faith. What that means is you are sealed. You are in the hands of Jesus. You cannot lose your salvation. He has healed your apostasy. And that should bring us to praise and to worship, and it should bring us into confidence, because sometimes we go through seasons, we go through life, we go through moments where we can't see what God's doing. And I've said this, I think, numerous weeks on this Drivecast as I've been reading through the Old Testament, where we just can't see what's going on. And sometimes it is just so assuring knowing, God, you've placed your Holy Spirit inside of me. I have made a train wreck of this situation, and yet your promise still remains. Your promise remains that you have sealed me with your Holy Spirit, and your promise remains that the good work you began in me, you're going to bring to completion. And that should just blow us away in terms of the grace that we're given, because the reality is we are sinners and we still sin. And we also know that in the moment of our salvation, Jesus loved us even while we were sinners. And we also know that daily we are sinners in need of a savior. And daily, while we are saved, we also experience the continual and perpetual saving grace of Jesus. Yes, our sins are as far from the east as from the west, but in 1 John, it talks about when we sin, we have an advocate with the Father, and that advocate is Jesus, who heals our falling away. And so there is some deep theological questions in there, and I don't necessarily have time to go into all of those at the moment, but I just want to bring to you this morning, or in your day, whenever you're listening to this Drivecast, that if you believed in Jesus, your eternity is sealed. That doesn't mean we should just coast through life and we're like, I don't need to worry about it. That's not the heart that we see in the Bible. That's not the heart of a true loving relationship. But that, if that is your heart, that should stir up some questions. But the heart is, when we mess up, when we have these moments of weakness, when we have failures of various kinds, the grace of God and the blood of Jesus is stronger and more powerful than my weakness. And that, again, should lead us to worship and to praise and to the glory of Jesus in our lives. And so I pray that is the case for you. I pray that it's the case for me. And speaking of prayer, I want to pray for us. I'll pray for you. And then I want to encourage you into your own time of prayer to respond to this as well. And I also want to say thanks for joining the Drivecast today. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow. So let's pray together. Father, I thank you that you have cured our apostasy through your Son and through your Spirit. God, thank you that I don't have to earn my salvation, that when I placed my faith in you, I was secured eternally. And that is just amazing. So, Father, help me have a right heart of worship in that. God, anybody listening to this message who feels like they go back and forth in this vacillation between, am I saved, am I not? Would you give them the confidence knowing that if they have repented, if they have placed their faith in you, that Jesus, your blood and your salvation and your payment for their sins is stronger than their weaknesses, and you have them and they are yours, and they can worship you as a result of that, and they can live their life freely loving you, following you, and being really moved by the power of your Holy Spirit into obedience and into Christ's likeness as you bring to completion the work that you began in the moment of salvation. God, we love you, we praise you, and we come to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.